adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we are.
All righty.
Tonight's guest.
Well, do we even want to get into it? Or why don't we just wait till they come in?
All right.
All right. Surprise guest tonight. Let's hop to the phones. Well, look, why get into it? We'll wait till they come in and we'll get into it. Marcus?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Right.
What's up?
Well, my question was, is it possible for a girl to become pregnant by fingering herself with cum that's been released onto her shirt?
Onto her shirt?
Yeah, like, she was in her head and
Copernicus here is trying to make a cause and effect relationship. But, you know, Marcus, what do you think? Of course it's possible, but how likely is that? How many children have you seen, have you heard spoken of that have conceived as?
Well, it's not exactly like they have windbreakers made up when it does happen way.
If a mom
you wouldn't know it. I could have been conceived this way, Drew, and you could be offending me right now.
No, your mom would have been talking about that for 44 years if that happened.
Yeah.
Well, I hope.
She would have treated you worse, maybe.
So what happened? You finished your business on her shirt like a gentleman.
Right.
And then she got her hands up herself there?
I have no idea. I left like 5 minutes after that.
Yeah.
And
Think she was trying to entrap you? Did she want to get pregnant?
I hope not, because her friends are saying that she's pregnant.
What does she say when you ask her, how could this be?
I haven't talked to her since.
Well, now, wait a minute. Before you put things on her shirt...
Well, I just said I'm like...
Hang on.
Getting ready to come.
Yeah, was the penis inside her then?
Yeah, it was in her... Yeah, right, and then I...
No, not... Wait.
Was in her mouth,
right? Yeah, it was in her mouth. I just want to know, like...
Your penis never went in her vagina?
No, never.
All right. You're fine there, buddy.
Really? Thanks.
Yeah,
well,
but...
I mean, no.
No.
It was eating me up inside, because, like, friends have been telling me that she's pregnant, but I have to find out she has a boyfriend now.
Sure.
I know. How's it going to be?
I know it was weighing heavy on your mind, but then you saw something shiny, and you were distracted. You saw your own reflection in a spoon, right?
I hope...
All right. He hopes his reflection's there.
Clearly my brand of esoteric humor is over the heads of most of our callers. Would you say that's true?
I don't know about most, but certainly old Marcus there.
All right, Marcus, you're fine, buddy. You focus on those junior college entrance exams, and everything's going to be great. Mike?
Adam?
You're 29.
Nana che, brother.
Nana che, kakayawa. Tana. Nana.
Ingi bingi.
Yanada chakayawawa.
Well,
you're starting to appreciate me now.
Yes,
right?
Mike, not funny. Not funny.
Yeah, you see, ooga booga, not funny, but cha-cha nanawahe, super funny. Right, Drew?
Super funny.
You're killing me with that stuff.
All right, Mike, what's the deal?
Well, I'm 29, and I was wondering if, I just recently started dating again, and I don't like any of the girls that I've seen. I mean, there's not even a callback in most situations. And I'm wondering...
What, did you just come off of a bad relationship or something? I mean,
No, I actually have come off about 6 or 7 years of not having any.
Why?
I just haven't been in the game, and I've got... I don't know if it's some kind of social anxiety thing or what. My doctor doesn't seem to want to help, as far as that's concerned.
Well, why don't you see a mental health professional or really get a diagnosis? You're wondering what you have. No one's given you a diagnosis yet.
Right. He hasn't. He gives me, medicine and sends me away. He doesn't.
Are you in an HMO?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, so what should he do?
Fight pretty hard to see a mental health person, but that's what you should do. The doctors in HMO system are encouraged not to refer, so you've got to really fight for that.
How's the rest of your life going?
It's average, I guess. Most of my friends are married, so I don't get out and do a whole lot.
Really?
I try to take a little bit of your advice. I bought the Trans Am. I went back to school and did a few little things here and there. But,
sure. Trans Am?
I'm not sure when I explained about the Trans Am, but it may have popped out at some point.
Somewhere in there.
All right. What year is that Trans Am?
It's an 85.
Sweet.
It's all right.
Yeah. Is it the Smoking the Bandit black and gold?
Pretty much.
Nice. Hi there, Mike. What do you do for a living?
I work at a factory. I work Thursday. Right,
but
so
you're isolating. You are afraid to go out. You're looking for reasons not to continue seeing people. All kind of adds up. You know, not having socialized for 6 years. Very negative as to why you isolate, because everyone's married, therefore I can't do anything.
Yeah.
There's something going on. Maybe it's just depression. I don't know, but it needs to be evaluated.
Well, make some friends that aren't married, or hang out with the ones that aren't, have them set you up with their single friends. Married women love to do that, because, and so do the guys in the sense, too, because they start living vicariously through your single life. They wish they could date. Thank you, Drew. You see how Drew just jumped in there. They start vicariously. Drew screams into the microphone. What's up with that, Drew?
21?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wish you could do some dating?
No.
Megan?
No.
Yeah.
All right, 21, what's up?
Me and my friend were debating about the enjoyability factor of anal sex for men and women, and I'd previously heard from a friend that anal sex was better for men because of the prostate.
This is a female friend telling you this.
No, my gay guy friend.
Mm-hmm. So men enjoy anal sex. We have a clitoris in there somewhere, right?
No, not quite. I have a lot of gay friends. Listen, so.
Well, I've heard the prostate referred to as the
male G spot.
Taurus. Yeah.
The what?
Taurus. You kind of do the math there on the pronunciation.
S-H-I Taurus?
Yes.
Nice.
I just made that up, but I really like it. I'm now in love with that. Is it now replace the behymen, the S.H. Taurus there. Thank you there, Megan.
For inspiring you.
Thank you for
inspiring.
You're my muse. You're my ass muse.
Very nice. Be that as it may, the women's magazines love to make a lot of this. Men are generally not into this. Even gay men are not into this. Some are.
They end up blowing each other.
Yeah.
Look, I may like my... It may feel good for me to have my liver massaged. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but as long as I have a penis with a head on the end of it and a sack hanging underneath it, I'm fine.
Take it out!
Wow.
Well, yeah. Well, my friend was just telling me that, he gets an orgasm better.
Yeah, whatever. Some women like this, too. And just that way, some men like that, too. But it's not a majority, that's for sure.
And let me say this, too. If you're just having yourself a nice orgasm because someone has inserted something in your rectum, don't you kind of look at that as your little trade secret, something to keep to yourself? And why try to convince everyone to put something up their ass? Do you know what I mean? We all have the little things we like and enjoy. We like to think of them as our own. It's sort of nice when everyone's not doing what we're doing. We've discovered a little secret of life.
But almost by virtue of the way you asked that question, it suggests that there is a reason that they want to share with everybody.
Yeah, it's because they're effed up.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk to Ryan, who's 22. Ryan?
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Did it show what my question was?
No,
you have a complaint about something on the show.
Right. It was about last night. First, I'd like to say, Adam, I'm a big fan of yours.
Thanks, buddy.
And Drew, you're pretty cool. But my complaint is with Drew. Last night on that call, when the 12-year-old the boy called in about his cousin.
12-year-old boy, yes, was concerned about his 13-year-old cousin who was having oral sex with her boyfriend and intercourse.
No, not intercourse. But
no?
He was convinced she'd get pregnant.
She was having some intercourse.
Maybe.
But you guys never asked.
No, we did.
No, we did.
He wasn't clear about it. He was like, well, she's having sex, and then he was not even clear what that meant. We went through a lot with him about what it was she was doing.
I got the impression they were having intercourse.
I did, too.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that, Ryan. But
I was surprised that Drew didn't step in. Adam, I love it when you're a jackass to the callers.
Thank you, babe. Thank you, a-hole.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd bash on me a little
bit. Yeah.
But anyway, I really thoroughly enjoy your...
So what didn't we ask?
What's the beef with that call?
Well, Drew usually, steps in when you're bashing on people. And he helps the situation out. You know, he's it's like your job to, you know.
Right, and if you remember
and
what,
then, and then,
what,
but
I,
Drew didn't.
What I kept telling him was, tell your parents, tell your parents. I said that about 50 times, that you've got to tell an adult, you can't handle this. It's, and the reason I didn't want to get into it at all with him is because he was traumatized even by the discussion of this, and I did not want to get into anything explicit with him. I just wanted it to hand off to an adult who could actually take care of this.
Right. I thought, too, maybe that you guys don't like dealing with a, like a second-person type deal. You know, it's not actually the person calling in.
What else are you going to do except hand? Well, 12-year-old's not going to do anything except be traumatized by this. He needs to hand off.
Well, let me say this. It's true. We don't like the second-party questions, my friend, my sister, my dad, my brother kind of stuff. But when it's a 12-year-old, they're sort of entitled to that.
Yeah.
The kid was traumatized. Part of our advice whenever someone is being traumatized by something that someone else is doing that they're not involved with, which is
get away.
Don't get so involved with
get
it.
Away.
You got this screwed-up cousin. I feel real bad for her. You can try to point her in the right direction, but after that, don't go down with her.
Right.
All right. Well, I think we, it was a pretty disjointed call, but I think we did cover most of that stuff. Pete?
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're 24. What's up?
Hey, not too much, man. I just got this quick question. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, it's nice. The enthusiasm spilled forth, Adam. Can you blame him?
Folks can't contain themselves when they're complimenting. That's true. I'm going to put Pete back on hold, and he can hang there for a while and think about what language he can and can't use on the air. Clark?
Yes, sir?
You're 22?
Yeah. No, I just want to say, Adam, you're cool. You're cool as hell.
Thanks, sir.
You know, I've listened to you before, and you said that people don't know what a toad is, and you said to call people douche dolls instead of douche bags.
Just can't wait to be rolled on down that toad again. Yeah, I said I would like to replace the insult douchebag with douche nozzle. Start using another part
2 years ago
of the douche assembly, right?
Well, around me and my friends around here call people toads.
Yeah, chode, right.
Right, and everybody's like, well, what's that? And it's like, well, never mind, you'll get on to it.
Chode is Mexican for penis, basically.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta, I think you probably have to be, spend some time in Texas or California.
I thought chode and taint were the same thing.
I thought it was the skin between the sack.
Yeah, see?
Chode is...
taint.
Well, choda is the... dork in Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, so like you'd call, like Beavis and Butthead, or like when you'd call someone like a chode smoker. So get on the Spanish-English slang dictionary there, Anderson, and find out chode. Or like I said, choda. Chode is short for choda. But maybe they also call that area the chode. All right. Well, anyway, Clark, either way, you're putting a guy down.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right there, buddy.
Good times.
Thanks a lot. All right.
Esoteric discussions here tonight on Love Line. That's good. Here we go.
Jeez, Damon and Tara. What the hell's going on in there? You get Clark over here. He's had like 8 Quaaludes and a fifth of Jim Beam. We call Joe. Remember 27 months ago? When you said not to use douchebag, but replace it with douche nozzle. Listen, don't put those guys on the air. That's not a real problem. Thank you. April?
Yes?
Although I do appreciate the fact I had the word chode in his call. April 27.
What's up, April?
Hi. My question was about the morning after pill.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, if it's supposed to keep you from releasing an egg,
mm-hmm.
what happens if you already have?
Well, it only works 70% of the time, right?
Okay.
And the reason it only works 70% is some people have already released an egg. So when you have released an egg, you get pregnant.
Okay.
That's it. That's why it's not 100% effective.
Okay. Okay, I didn't know that 100%.
No, it's not 100%. It's 70% overall.
70% effective?
Yeah, yeah. And the reason there's that 30% lack of effectiveness is that an egg can be released, and if it is, or if it's already been released before you take the pill, You get pregnant.
Is it more than 70% if you do it on the first day?
Yes.
All right, so there's even more incentive for you guys to get on it.
Okay.
All right there, April.
Okay.
Hey, good times, right?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, a lot of complaints tonight. Let's talk to Damon, who's 16. Damon?
Yeah, Adam?
Yeah.
I talked to you last night. You want to make fun of me?
No, that's right. I did.
My
I did make fun of you, yeah.
Well, guess what? First of all, extreme 10 of 10.
Anderson, please, I can't even hear. What? I'm sorry. That was Anderson. Go ahead.
First of all, it's the extreme 10 of 10. Second of all...
the extreme 10 at 10. Right. That's the radio.
Yeah.
That's the radio thing. Right. That's the that's the top 10 songs at 10. And what?
I know y'all's special guest.
You know our special guest?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He knows who our special guest is.
Oh, who's our special guest?
Gorillaz.
That's right. Oh, you're right. You're right twice. All right there, Damon.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Appreciate it. All right? All right.
Yeah. You don't like those accents, do you? See, I find them endearing.
They're comical. I enjoy them.
They're just good targets for you, huh?
Well, if there's anything, if anyone calls the show and they have something that seems to be a sort of an outstanding trait, and it can only be a vocal trait since we're on the radio.
It can be an emotional, communicative thing.
If they're a little slow.
Yeah, so you'll make fun of them.
Or they have a lisp.
Yeah, you'll make fun of that.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay.
Unless I thought the person was retarded.
And then you make fun of it.
Then really dig in.
Then you apologize.
Right, right. But I think you have to, because everyone's listening to it, and that's what they're thinking.
It's your job.
You got to do what they're
saying. It's your job.
I'm doing my job. Yeah. That's what I'm
God's
saying.
God's work. Here we are.
All right. So he knew Gorillaz were coming in here tonight, too. Must be on some website or something. Ryan?
Yes, sir.
You're 23?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
A friend of mine, known for about 10 years, he asked the girl to marry him. I've known this girl for 2 weeks, basically, maybe a little longer now.
Wait, you said you've known her for 10 years?
I've known him for 10 years.
Known him for 10 years.
Yeah, he knew the girl for 2 weeks.
Right.
Yes, he's known the girl for 2 weeks, maybe a little longer, maybe 3 weeks now.
Okay.
And the question is am I being a complete jackass thinking he's moving too fast and this, or should I, like, just, you know, keep pushing him maybe to think about what the hell he's doing?
Are you the best man or something?
I'm one of the best men, let's just put it this way.
Well, I think you should raise the issue. But generally, to leap in the middle of something like that with people is asking for trouble.
Well, when's the marriage? I mean...
That's going to be the middle of June.
Middle of June.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Does she have any special traits?
Does he have any special traits?
She. Why?
Not really.
What are you asking?
This guy's voice.
Oh, no, you mean the, his anus the size of a mason jar? No, it's none of that. Drew tapped into something. I don't hear anything. Hey, Ryan?
Yeah, what's up?
Is he a guy who hasn't had much luck with the ladies and all of a sudden he...
That would be the exact situation. About a month before this, he went to California and he said he was going to ask another girl he had a relationship with to marry him.
Yeah,
he's not exactly. He's a little wishy-washy. I think he just wants to get married because he has nothing better to do.
How old is he?
He's 23.
Some people have sort of an internal clock going. They decided when they get married, and that's it. You know, that clock, the chimes start going, and they've got to get married.
Yeah, well, why is this guy a good friend of yours? He sounds like a dork.
Well, you know, he's been through, you know, we went to high school together.
Well, okay.
You know, we've done the whole Best Buds for a long time. I mean, he's been there for me through my marriage, through my hardships. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm...
What happened to your marriage?
...thing by him.
What happened with your marriage?
What's that?
What happened with your marriage?
I still have my marriage. I knew a girl, the girl I'm married to. I knew her for 6 years before we got married, and we had 2 kids in that whole process.
All right. Well, some people... do a lot of idealizing of their romantic objects. And jumping in the middle of that is not always the greatest idea. I mean, you can certainly just raise with him your anxiety about him rushing along so much and being so desperate to get married, but don't make any specific reference to this person, because if this does work out, if it's somebody's with for a long time, you're always going to be the guy that didn't like her and try to dissuade him from it.
Yeah.
And he's going to be idealizing like this whoever he gets involved with. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's going to be him casting a play. And he's found a perfect cast member for wife right now. And pow, that's it. You can't dissuade him from that. It's not a great way or a healthy way to go into relationships. There is a book I could recommend called Dreams of Love. Dreams of Love and Fateful Encounters, if you're interested in reading about it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to sit down with that. He's probably reading a Black Tale. It's probably his main source of information. And let me just say this. When it comes to getting married, Drew, I don't know anything, but here's what I would suspect. I just ran into a friend of mine today, a friend of mine from work. She was with a guy for two and a half years, got married. Marriage lasted 7 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Six weeks.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's unusual. Huh. Although, in a certain way, why string it out for 18 months if it just ain't going? Mm. You know, okay, fine. I understand that. Here's my question. How does the ratio go? People have dated for 5 years and get married. Marriage lasts twice that 5 years on average. 2 years, twice that 2 years. There's got to be some kind of mathematical equation for this somewhere. And I would guess, though, the people who had a 4 to 6 month courtship, I would bet that their relationships didn't last on the average much longer than people that had what you would call a normal length courtship. One, to be more comfortable, a year and a half.
I think it all has to do with, how old you are when you got married. And if somebody waited until they're 31 and they just happened to be together for 8 years because during that time they didn't want to break up, and when they were 31 it became time to get married, that's going to last.
Well, let's say.
What I'm saying? You take anything, 10 years, 2 weeks, 5 months, at 24, ain't going
to
last.
Okay, well, let me bring it home to you. You're, what, 61?
67 now.
67 years old.
76.
Yeah. You're a very young 43. Very young 43.
God damn it.
All right. No, great shape, though. Great shape.
Yeah.
Handsome and passionate. Passionate man. Now, you've dated enough. You've been around enough. Let's just say for some reason you were single right now at 43. Mm. You could meet somebody, size them up, have a few meaningful conversations, take a trip or two to Palm Springs, and within a month, hey, I can marry this person or not. Maybe 3 months.
3 to 6 months, I give it.
But, and you'd know where you were.
And that would be because it just seemed to me if my impressions were okay.
You'd know where you were.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you could do that now. Mm. But at 19?
No. Well, you don't know who the hell you are.
Right.
That's part of the problem.
You talking about me or you?
You.
I don't know who I am?
I don't know who you are when
I was 19.
Know
when you were 19.
I didn't know you.
I wasn't born yet.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, gorillas. Thank you. Are going to be in the studio, theoretically, after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew.
Phone number. Huckleberry Hound's calling in.
Somebody with a good sense of humor is calling in. Gorillas are our guests. Damon Albarn is here. Yeah. Jamie Hewlett is here.
Bonjour.
And I've been trying to sort out the gorillas for about 45 minutes now. I started about 15 minutes before the show began. I do know that the CD called Gorillas is getting close to double platinum, which is very cool. And I do know that it's a animated band that is made up of folks from other bands and collaborations, and it's sort of art meets music. I mean, actual art, drawings and animation and that stuff.
Don't explain it at all.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's the problem. Now, but how does it work? How does a concert work? How does a Gorillaz concert work?
Well, you've got it's a split screen. On the top end is a proper cinema screen where we project animations and cartoons.
Right.
And then the lower screen is a series of mesh curtains.
Right.
And you can kind of make out the sort of shapes of musicians playing behind it. So it's kind of like it's like a sort of silent film.
Right.
With an orchestra pit that's raised.
It's up on stage.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing and going through your set, and the animation, is that connected
sometimes
to the music?
Sometimes it sort of it does its own thing. But
Voices and stuff?
Yeah.
But it's not...
It's like watching telly,
right,
going to the cinema, and going to a gig all at the same time.
So in a way, it's sort of like how some people would do a video.
Without the adverts.
Which is, right, they have, in a video, they would have, sometimes the band is singing the song, and then sometimes the band is in action doing what have you. So, but this is animated. All right. I think I got this close to figured out.
I don't think
we
have, actually. I think you're confused, aren't you?
Am I?
Yeah.
Hey, I am. But, you know, here's what I found in life. As long as I think I know I'm not confused, then I feel good, and I never really know.
There's no way of explaining.
It's the illusion that's important.
Right. It's like the time. All of us. It's like the time I went to high school. The big piece of cramp on the back of my belt.
Yeah.
And I was fine for the first three or four classes.
Until your friend Ray.
Till my friend Ray told me I had this big thing.
Did
of cramp
he tell
on my
you,
back
or did he announce it to the class?
And then he announced it to the class after I told him not to say anything. And then the rest of the day was ruined. But for the first three classes, I had no idea I had to poop on the belt and felt pretty good about myself.
Poop on the belt.
Yeah. It's American tradition. It's hard to explain.
Poop on the belt.
What?
All right. So Murdoch, who is... now, how should we explain Murdoch?
Well, Murdoch's sitting in his hotel room in Seattle at the moment.
Yeah, Murdoch's our bass player.
Right. In the Gorillaz is on the line, right?
He couldn't come down to L.A.
Right.
He's up there, and you're going to talk to him.
He's not actually allowed into L.A., is he, Murdoch? Because...
Wait a minute.
Let's see.
Murdoch?
Yeah, what? Hey, Tina, put that down with it, darling. Leave it. Sorry. Hello, yeah?
Murdoch, someone in the room with you?
Yeah, I've got Tina and Beverly and some other girl called Frank. Looks like a girl anyway.
Well, where did you meet these folks?
I'm in downtown San Francisco. Damon, I think, thought I was in Seattle, but...
Sorry, Murdoch, I thought you'd obviously,
Listen, man, it could be anywhere.
It's almost the same city. And
it's not as wet. It's very fresh, though. It's quite mild.
All right, well, keep an eye on these folks, because you don't want them getting into the minibar.
No, well, I'm trying to stop it. Tina's already had a couple of little sniffers, and she's getting a little bit racy, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to do this radio interview, you know? It's just difficult. I mean, rock and roll, it's difficult.
All right. Well, try to focus, because we're going to take some phone calls and we're going to need your input on those. All right.
Okay. Is that Adam?
Yes, I'm Adam, and then there's Dr. Drew.
Oh, Adam, it's lovely to speak to you.
It's good to talk to you. I've been a fan for many years.
Oh, I've been a fan as well for a long time.
Are you talking about yourself or me?
Just a fan of everything in general.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. That feels better. All right, so, Drew, now how do we keep Murdoch on and go to this call here?
Where we go.
All right. Laura. Laura.
Hello.
You're 24. What's up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew, actually.
Go ahead.
I have a question about whether you're able to conceive throughout the entire month, or is it just during your ovulation when you're able to conceive?
Well, your sperm sits up there for 72 hours. You can conceive for 24 hours after ovulation. The problem is you can't tell when you've ovulated.
Well, I've been told that you can check your body temperature.
That's one way of trying to tell.
Okay, as well as...
How do you do that?
You monitor your basal body temperature.
I don't know.
You don't. Where do you put the thermometer, though?
I don't know.
Not up there? Not in there?
No, not in the ovary. No.
Oh, okay.
You're not there.
Hey, man, what's happening, man?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate.
Hey, anyone ovulating in that room, Murdoch?
I think I've just ovulated over my nice trousers. Actually, I've ovulated. What's happening, man? What's going on?
We're trying to help Laura over here. She has an ovulation question.
No, you get a little window, don't you? You get a little window.
You have a 24-hour window. That's right.
That's right. You know, and then you got to lie there with your legs up in the air.
Right.
You know? I've done it.
Gravity is a factor. All right, so, Laura, you all right?
It's not a good way to have... That's not good contraception, what you're suggesting.
Well, I've been told that there are problems with the pill. Studies as they're coming out saying that, you know, women have a higher risk of heart disease, higher risk of breast cancer, lowered sex drive.
Right. Laura, they're not studies coming out. That has been something that's been studied for quite some time. That certain pills will lower women's sex drive. Certain pills will increase the sex drive. You have to find something that works for you.
Yeah.
The breast cancer risk has been studied extensively and does not look like it's real. What is for sure clear is there's less ovarian cancer and less uterine cancer from the pill.
Less.
All right. So the sum total of the pill seems to be a health advantage.
Oh, what a surprise.
And
what a surprise. She's calling from Oregon,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Do what you want. I don't care. I don't like people from Oregon anymore.
I'm done with all you people. I'm from Oregon. I just moved here 6 months ago.
Yeah, you're probably forced to move by your state, though. Who thought you would work out better in Oregon with your crazy ideologies? Right, so take that pill and don't worry about it. You women live, you keep going longer and longer. You're up to like 90 now.
Men birth control
pill. You should hope that you slow down a little.
Male birth control pill should be out any month now.
And what's a woman live, like if a woman is born today in the United States,
does
she expect to go close to 90 now?
Oh, yes.
That's enough. You're not good to anyone after 40. My Drew says that all the time. I don't know what he means.
Man, that's controversial, man.
All right.
Controversial.
All right. Let's talk to Doug, who's 16. That's right, Murda. I'm thinking about joining the band, by the way. I'm thinking about playing that hollowed out fish that's serrated, you know, that thing, you know, you play with the pencil.
Yeah,
the Latin thing. And I think you guys may need me. Yeah, because you play a puffer fish.
I play a puffer fish. It makes a really sonorous sound. It's beautiful.
Go on the road with gorillas.
I don't do it in public. Oh, no. Don't do it in public. That's a private thing I do. Sorry.
That's all right. Doug?
All right.
Doug.
Oh, dear. Please leave. Not you. Sorry. Please. Wendy. I don't know where...
Doug is... what you do to Murda?
He's there. Doug.
Doug is 16.
She's stroking my inner thigh with a Matt Munro platter.
Doug?
I don't know where she got it from.
Doug!
Sorry, what?
Doug?
All right, Drew, this is going to... I would like to punch Doug. All right, try another one. Try call for the gorillas.
Vince.
Oh, hello?
You're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to ask him, where'd you get the name Clint Eastwood from? Like, so random.
It's not that random, really. It's in Jamaica, a lot of MCs give themselves kind of film star names.
Elevated names.
They do.
Elevated names, that's right.
Are they allowed to do that? Can you do that?
Well, we never actually asked Clint Eastwood whether we could use his name.
My taxi driver was called James Dean.
In Jamaica?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe it... No. Hey, Vince?
Yeah?
Anything else?
Things don't necessarily have to make sense to make sense.
When is the new album?
Taxi driver drove very, very slowly.
What was that, Vince?
When are you guys going to get a new album out?
We have a kind of album at the moment called G-Sides, which is sort of B-Sides and mixes and sort of odd things. So that's... But it's not kind of a new album.
We're working on the new album at the moment.
All right.
Just started.
All right, Vince?
Yeah?
Yeah, you all right now?
Yeah.
All right there, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, man.
Take care of yourself. Now, Drew, what do I do? Hit this one?
That's done.
All right. Let's just say hi to... Who's on line five here? Bottom row.
Bottom row doesn't work, Anderson.
Matt?
Hey, Adam?
Yeah, works fine, Drew. Right. What's up there, Matt? You're 18.
Yeah. First, I want to say hi to Gorillas. You got...
Hi, what's up?
Hi.
I love...
How you doing?
And I got to say, Damon, song two, one of the greatest songs ever written.
Oh, blimey. Thank you.
I think he said blimey, not that's blow me, did it? No. It sounded like blow
I
me
said
to me.
Blimey.
Oh, good.
Blimey.
Okay, good.
Nice to hear someone say blimey.
I think, actually, Neil Diamond's Feather in Blue Jeans is the greatest song ever written.
Really?
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's very big. Great when it's finished. Oh, that's good.
Matt?
Yeah.
You got a question?
Yeah. This past Saturday night, I was out with some friends at this girl's house, and we had a few drinks, and me and this one chick, we'd been working together for 3.5 years, and I guess we were both desperate enough to make out for about an hour upstairs in the bed, and then the next morning,
oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Get to the gory bit. Yeah, please.
Yeah, sorry, it's 12:45 here. Anyway, so I'm wondering what on earth I should do.
How long ago did this happen?
Saturday.
Saturday. You just kind of made out with her for an hour.
Yeah.
So what do you mean, what you should do?
Well, when you see her next.
Do it again.
Yeah, do you like her?
An hour.
Like she's already
I'm going to die for an hour. That's amazing. How do you do that, man? The old cadger must be pretty fit.
Listen, I...
He's cadger.
Hey, Murdoch.
What's a cadger?
A cadger is your little winky.
Winky?
Yeah.
What's a winky?
Everything means penis in English.
I see, okay.
Every word you don't know means penis. That's the way I look at it.
I got to tell you, Doc, we're totally obsessed with it, you know, over here.
Yeah, you guys have like 3,000 words for penis,
it's like
right?
The Eskimo word for snow.
Yeah, we do. And I think the best word is knob.
Knob's good, yeah.
Knob is a good word.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite words is old chap.
Old chap for penis?
Yeah, you know.
Hey, old chap. Yeah, I like that. Very, very civilized.
Here's one for you, Doc. Beating the bishop.
Bishop. Oh, there has to be even religious allusions in there.
That's nice.
One, isn't it?
Yeah.
Strangling the old whatever it is. But anyway, yeah, I could go on all night, and probably will, actually, the way it's going in this hotel room.
Hey, Murdoch?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Adam. We got to take a quick break, all right?
Oh, right.
So you... All right. But don't go anywhere, right?
Oh, no, it's unlikely. I'm tied to a chair at the moment.
There's a bunch of words for visiting the loo also, aren't there? For whizzing. And
yeah, what about number one, as we call it here, visiting the loo or skipping
the
loo?
I think it's drain the main vein, isn't it?
Yeah, but we got that one.
You got that one, have you?
No, straining the greens.
Oh, that's good.
That's what you do after the asparagus meal. Yeah.
All right, Murdoch, hang on there, all right?
I'm going to go and do a big plop.
All right. All right, now how do I put him on hold, or do I put him on hold?
Don't put him on hold.
No.
All right, well, just hang on. The gorillas are here. We're going to, I think we're going to hear something from the CD, yes?
Oh, God.
After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Damon and Jamie are both in studio from the Gorillas, and Murdoch is on the phone from San Francisco's in his hotel room. Now, how do I get Murdoch back on?
There he is.
There we go. There, Murdoch.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's good. Did you have a nice plop?
I did. I feel a lot better now. I had a bit of a Forrest Gump. I feel a lot better.
Good.
Hey, yeah. I love it. San Francisco, I'm just looking at that beautiful Transamerica building. You know, I'm in downtown.
The pyramid, right?
Yeah, that's very tall. It's like a shape like a pyramid, you know?
Yeah, so like a tall pyramid, yeah.
It's like a tall, it's a beautiful building, you know? And I can see across the bay, I see the Oakland Bay Bridge and all the little cars going across.
It's a beautiful, beautiful city.
It is a beautiful city, and I think that the air is superb here, you know?
It's very, I had this plan where I was going to pipe in San Francisco air.
To your house?
Just into my place, yeah, and then get subscribers and stuff, but it just didn't work out. It wasn't cost-effective enough. The price would have been $28,000 a week, and I couldn't find people to buy that.
I could pipe you some London air as well. I could get hold of some of that for you.
Bring a hefty bag of London air two of San Francisco next time I see you.
I'm going to get them sent over because it's really heavy stuff, London air.
Oh, it is?
It's foggy. It's thick with fog, and it's full of little Dickensian characters going, all right, mate. It's wonderful. I'll get some over for you.
Is London Air bad, or is it just thick?
Well, too good.
No, it's not good.
My father lived to... He came from London, actually. He lived to 110. And that's... Oh, sorry, not 110. No, 40, sorry.
Oh, I see.
But no, right. No, that's not true anyway. I don't know where. My mind's gone. It's strange, isn't it?
It'll
never get that.
Yeah, it happens. It'll come back though.
Why is Huckleberry Hound delivering me room service. That's what I want to know. Get out of there, Huckleberry. Sorry. He's just come knocked on my door. Huckleberry Hound. Oh, he's just run off now. A quick trauma draw.
Hang on there. It's McGraw.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Sorry.
That's all right.
Where do you keep your wallet?
That's McGruff, our crime dog.
Oh, right. Hey, Deputy Dog, he used to be a close personal friend of mine, actually.
Yeah,
we until we had an argument about Muskie.
Do all you animated guys know each other?
Well, most of us, yeah, some of them, they don't talk to me. You know, I think it's jealousy, a lot of them.
When you're on top, you know how it is.
Well, this is it, you see. They want to see me. They want to see someone shoot me down, you know, because I'm up there. But actually, I had a little chat with Yogi. I met him at a party, Yogi Bear. He's a lovely fella.
Yeah.
I tell you, he talks about forests quite a lot.
His head's a little scrambled from all the acid he did in the 70s.
You got to guard your picnic basket, though, when you're around Yogi. He will steal that.
You have, and I'll tell you something. He is smarter than the average bear.
Hold on. Murdoch, we're going to take a call here, so just hold on for a second. We do? Yeah, we should play the song. All right. Hold on there, Mark. We're going to hear some of your playing in a second, all right?
I'm great. It's Clint Eastwood, isn't it?
Great. You're playing the bass on this one, right?
Oh, mate. Just listen. Just have a listen to it.
All right. Here it is from the Gorillaz.
It's ass.
In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, so you think it's really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a prison tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those with definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one soak. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, the future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Essence of basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this child like your nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy. I'm in them. Every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise. Corruption in the skies from the enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rustle, not as muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so mothers look up, remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you could survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember
that it's all in your head.
I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. Not for long, the future is coming on.
There is the Gorillaz, a song that we used as a bumper on this show for quite some time. Remember that, Drew?
Oh, yes.
All right. We have Damon and Jamie in the studio. Murdoch is in San Francisco getting ready for the big gig tomorrow, right?
In San Francisco.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Is he there? Yeah, Murdoch.
Yeah, man, yeah.
We got to take a commercial break.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you hang tight. Maybe I have another plop.
I know, I've done all that.
Oh, okay.
Nice little massage now.
All right, you get that. You get yourself a little massage. Right. And we'll take a little break, and we'll be right back with the Gorillaz after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Gorillaz are our guests tonight. They're going to be in San Francisco tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Damon and Jamie are both in studio. And the bass player for the Gorillaz, Murdoch, is in Frisco, getting ready for the gig tomorrow night.
Yeah, oh, me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, mate, yeah. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just chilling, yeah? Having a little bit of R&R.
Right.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to do after I've spoken to you is drive out to a little place called Stinson Beach. You know? So I don't know if anyone knows it, but yeah. I'm going to dip my hairy little ankles in the ocean.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm going to
do.
It's nice.
I'm going to roll my trousers up to my knees and just get in the ocean.
Beautiful.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Beautiful this time of year, about 1 a.m.
It's very fresh.
Yeah, very, very fresh. Very lovely.
Wow.
You ought to get out to the Rock, too. Out there at Alcatraz.
Alcatraz. No, I spent enough time there as a youth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know, that's an incredible place, you know, the old Rock out there. But I tell you, it's easy to escape. It's only a little bit of water between there and the Fisherman's Wharf.
And a few sharks.
Yeah, sharks and a big current dragging you out into the Pacific.
That's an old wives' tale, the sharks.
They're only baskers. They won't eat you.
Is basker, is that a penis? Or?
No. No, that's what we get in English waters, basking sharks.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think they're a bit more dangerous over here, Murdoch.
Oh, they're not.
Now, they don't have teeth in England, do they?
Huh?
They don't have teeth, the English sharks?
They just suck your leg off.
That's right, they suck your leg off. Yeah, they give you a sort of like a love bite on your leg.
Hold on there, Murdoch. Don't get too excited. We gotta hop back to the phones.
Can I just say how wonderful it is to be on K-Rock?
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Can I say that? It's wonderful to be on K-Rock.
All right, go ahead.
No, it is. And I wanna thank all your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Because he always listens every night, doesn't he? Yeah. That same fellow in Boise, Idaho.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, how many listeners have you?
Geez, well, I don't know. We're on in quite a few markets. 2 million, I've just been told.
Oh, Adam, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I don't get a penny of it.
Can they hear me in Boise, Idaho?
They actually can.
Yep. I don't know if they can understand you, but physically they can hear you.
What goes on up there, Ad?
In Boise?
Huh?
They'll call in and tell us.
Yeah, they just they pull potatoes and they have sex with farm animals. All the stuff you'd imagine goes on in Boise.
I'd like to hear from somebody in dear old Boise, Idaho.
All right, well, let's see if we can take a Idaho call.
Failing that, Des Moines, Iowa.
All right, hold on a second there, Murda. Let's see, Ted.
Hey, guys.
Ted is 23. What's up there, Ted?
Hey, Adam, can I kiss your ass for a second, please?
Sure, go right ahead.
First off, you are the god of comedy. We all know this.
Thank you. But, I think Murdoch is to replace me as the new god of comedy.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, you're too kind, sir.
Thank you, Murdoch.
I don't think anybody replaces you.
All right, well.
When you're not on Loveline because of your other commitments, you know, the show suffers a little bit. Drew is a genius and a compassionate, passionate man.
Yeah.
But, you know, you are single-handedly keeping this show and Howard Stern afloat.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. Well, guess what, though? I had to lie about my question because you screamed.
All right. Can we get rid of him?
Yep.
Why? I was willing to hear his question. All right, Drew, go ahead. Who do you want here? James?
Yes.
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I want to know why my penis is bent and if that's making it to where I can't shoot my cum out.
Hey, this is like Radio 1. This is great.
Is that what they have?
All the time.
Do you get painful erections?
No.
Do you have trouble getting an erection?
No, okay. I can get an erection fine, but it just dribbles out. I want to know why it won't squirt.
That's just you. It's just you.
Really?
Fine.
Hey, man, that's normal.
That can be normal. And the curvature, you can take about 800 units of vitamin E a day, and sometimes it helps with that curvature a little bit, but a certain amount of curvature is normal.
You call that the Peyronie's disease, right?
Peyronie's, that's right.
Peyronie's.
Yeah, Murdoch's got a penis like a boomerang.
Really?
I have. It keeps coming back. Yes, I have. I keep throwing it, and it keeps coming back.
Brandon?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 18?
Yeah.
You're from Boise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
we've got someone from Boise, Idaho.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's up there, Brandon?
Murdoch wanted to talk to somebody from Boise.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how are things up in dear old Boise, Idaho?
They're pretty good.
Actually, wait, we've got another Boise call. Let's put them all on. There we go.
They've gone crazy.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Roger. So, Murdoch, have at it.
Hey, I can't believe it. Listen, tell me, how are things in downtown Boise?
Dude, they're rad.
Base what?
They're rad.
Rad, that means good. That's American slang for good.
Oh, I got another good word for penis.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, God, what's another good word
nogger.
For
nogger.
What?
Nogger.
Nogger. Do you guys use nogger?
No. Never heard of that.
No, that's, right? Again, that's a Boise translation.
Yeah. Take that back with you.
It's just a me translation. Nobody else uses it.
Was that Taggart?
Taggart.
Taggart.
Nogger. N-O-G-G-R.
Huh?
Right, okay.
Winkle. We call them winkles.
All right.
In England.
Hey, Murdoch.
Yes, sir.
All right, are you done with these Boiseans?
I am, because nothing much has happened, has it, really?
No.
You just come to Boise. All of you.
What's in Boise?
There is no racial bigotry here.
The National Turd Museum.
The what?
The National Turd Museum.
Really?
Also, my asshole is as big as a mason jar.
Oh.
There you go. That's Idaho humor. Idaho humor for you.
They're very, very highbrow over there. True,
where
never put...
we be without them?
Never put anyone from Boise on again, please. John? John?
Right. Anyone from Butte, Montana?
John, 22.
Well, we'll get one.
Hey, how you
guys
doing tonight?
Yeah, good.
Saskatchewan.
John, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. My question is mainly for Dr. Drew.
Yep.
My fiance and I met 2 years ago, and we've been engaged for a year.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started going out, we did a lot of ecstasy and marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 22 now. She's 21. And we might be wanting to have kids like 7 or 8 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there might be any birth defects or complications because of the amount of ecstasy that we did, like the damage to our body.
No, it damages the brain.
No, you'll just be horrible parents.
Yeah, you'll be depressed. And
you'll love each other for about 2 hours, and then it'll all go belly up.
You'll have panic attacks and depression, that sort of thing, and that needs to be dealt with.
It's a nice drug, though, isn't it?
It is, I'm sure, while you're on it, but the after effects are profound.
Murdoch, so, you do any of that ecstasy?
No, I don't. I do something a lot stronger than that, actually.
Oh, well, San Francisco's the place to score if you're looking to get into that.
What, the old E?
Yes.
Oh, last time I took E, people got a little bit fed up with me.
Shocking.
I was embracing it. I started snogging everyone, telling them how much I love them.
Snogging, nobbing, what the heck?
No, really.
Felching is the word, Murdoch. Felching over here.
Oh, you can't use that word. You
what you call him?
That's a horrible word.
All right. Hey, John?
Call me?
Yeah.
John. Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. So your kid will be fine. He will not have birth defects.
What about maybe a previous cocaine binge for like 5 months?
Well, again, you guys are addicts.
You'll be fine.
And the addictive process is going to play out if you go untreated, and so that's going to have a effect on your ability to be parents. And
no, there's nothing wrong with cocaine. I just want to say that cocaine, it just makes it a little paranoid and aggressive. It's all right.
And you have about a 50% chance of passing that gene along per child. So there are qualities about you, both of you, that are going to be transmitted. And things you need to attend to, for sure, in terms of your mental health and your ability to be proper parents, but there's nothing physically that's going to go on in the child.
All right? Well,
unless she uses...
That's mainly what she wanted, because she was just very worried.
Unless she uses...
Bring, like,
well,
a complicated, like...
Well, she's paranoid because she's high in the coke, right?
she never did that.
Oh, okay.
That was only my problem.
Okay. You'll be fine.
Right. Just take really cheap speed. Sorry.
What's the big drug in England right now? Is it all the same here as it is there? Is there coke going?
Earl Grey is the big drug over here now. Earl Grey tea.
They snort those leaves?
No, I think the big drug over here now is a drug called Dog. It's lethal. That's it.
All right.
You got it. You got it. And it makes you 2 inches taller, and your voice goes really quiet, and then your arms start rotating. It's great.
Gotta get some of that. It's called Dog?
It's called Dog. It's because there used to be stuff called Cat, right?
Right.
We've gone now. We developed this drug called Dog, you know?
Interesting.
And the other thing is, you start smelling quite badly.
Like a dog, right?
It did, so it doesn't really change much, you know.
Hey, we have a...
but you can blame it on the dog.
We got a question for the gorillas here.
I can get you some.
All right, we'll talk after the show, Murdoch.
I can get you some.
After the show. After
all
the
right.
show. Santi?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're 18. What's up?
I just want to say hi to Adam and Drew. I think you guys got a really great show here.
Thanks.
And I got a question for gorillas.
Here they are.
I was wondering how it was to work with Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I'm a big fan of his group, Deltron 3030, and I was wondering how it was to work with him.
Well, I haven't actually worked with him because he put his lyrics down in San Francisco, so I've never actually met him, for truth be known. But Dan the Automator has worked with him a lot, and he's got a lot of...
We've spoken on the phone many times, but we haven't actually met him in the flesh, so we're hoping to see him tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool. Will you guys do anything else with him?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, all right, Murdoch.
Murdoch.
Murdoch's just taking some dog and cat.
This conversation seems to have special meaning for Murdoch.
I think I've got the combination right, finally. I really do. I've just got this. I got as a James Stewart is actually in the hotel room with me. He's just come in.
Really?
With his big rabbit.
He's been dead for 8 years.
No. Do you want to speak to him? I've got him here.
Yeah, like talk to him.
James, what is it? Come over here. Listen, I'm a little shy.
Oh, well, he is in there.
No, come here. Hi there, it's James Stewart here. Who am I speaking to?
Jimmy Stewart, this is Adam Carolla, it's Dr. Drew. We're big fans. I thought you were dead.
Well, no, in many ways, I am, and, geez, you know, I really think I should get out of here. Yeah, Jamie, please go.
Wow.
Sorry about that. Listen, Jack Nicholson has just been sitting in the...
Jack is there, too?
Jack's here, yeah, man. He's a little bit out of it.
Well, put him on, because I know he's alive.
Jack, come here. Come on, what the hell? What's the matter? What's going on? Who's this? Who am I talking to?
Jack, this is Adam. That's Dr. Drew. The gorillas are in.
How you doing, man? I'm just sitting in the corner here watching videos of Lakers games. Yeah. I'm just getting off on that there, you know what I mean?
You're a fan of gorillas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love gorillas. I think they're really good. And I think Hard Day's Night is the best song they ever wrote. Huh?
No, that's the Beatles.
Is Mick Jagger there, Murdoch?
Hey, listen, I just got to go and get Mick. He's helping himself at the cocktail bar. Hang on, Mick, come over here. What is it, mate? Hello?
How's it going? Okay.
Yeah, listen.
Mick.
Listen, why, do people still like the Rolling Stones?
No, they never did.
No, you're joking.
No, we haven't even heard of them out here in the U.S.
Oh, no, come on, don't, because that's really upsetting.
Yeah, we don't know that band.
Oh, no. Listen, Edward.
Oh, wait, you guys did Under My Thumb, right?
I didn't mean to.
That was the only song I knew of the Rolling Stones.
The who? The what?
Yeah, they're called the Rolling Stones. An English band.
Oh! Real name.
Yeah.
Under My Thumb. Isn't it? Song.
That's it.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm going to go and finish it one of these days.
All right.
Oh, I think so. It's not bad. Hand you back to Murdoch because it's his interview, isn't it?
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
No, all right, I'm going.
The English character seemed to be a little closer.
A little bit. More studied.
Yeah, Mick sounded more like Mick than Jack.
De Niro. De Niro's going to come.
Oh, De Niro's there.
Bobby
De Niro. I'm a big fan.
You've got Michael Caine with you.
Yeah, why don't you get out Michael Caine?
Yeah, he might be a little more present.
I've got to tell you, they're going to form an orderly queue. Michael Caine just wants to speak to you.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Michael.
Yes.
Hi. This is Adam. Okay. Big fan. Big fan.
Now, first of all...
Loved you and Hannah and her sisters.
No, Hannah and her sisters, I never done what they said I did. All right? Now, the other thing,
yeah.
There's a lot of people out there in America
right.
who are a little bit mad. Now, I've heard people ringing up talking about Chisholm.
Yeah,
and I think that is bang out of order.
Yeah,
that is
I'm
right
sorry.
Out of order.
Well, you're maybe, prop, right?
It is terrible. No, and that as well. But there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, contrary to what people think, I am a very, very good actor.
No, we know. You do a lot of... You don't turn anything down. I think that's the problem.
I do. The last thing I turned down was my trousers.
Michael, how many films have you done? How many films all total?
I've done 592.
Right. And that...
And 468 of them were quite good.
Right, but that...
And the other 500
right.
were not very good at all.
All right. Hey, can we... Is Bobby De Niro there?
Yeah, he is. Hang on. Bobby, wake up. Bob. Wake up, Bobby.
He must have a suite, by the way.
It's
a lot of heavyweight Hollywood talent in that room.
Listen, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are these guys doing?
this is Bobby De Niro?
What are you doing? Gus is De Niro. What I'm doing? I'm sitting there. These guys have come up to me and they say, what are you doing? I said, what are you guys doing? What are you going to do? Hey, listen, am I talking to Adam?
Yeah.
Am I talking to Adam?
Yeah, yes, I'm sorry.
I want to tell you, Adam, you're a nice guy.
Yeah, I
like you. You're a nice guy.
I loved Raging Bull. I love that movie.
I think that was good. Is that the one with Julie Andrews?
No, that's Sound of Music. That's Sound of Music.
Oh, that's right.
You weren't in that.
No, this is Sound of Music.
This was Joe Pesci.
Joe, I got Joe Pesci in my pocket.
Is Joe there?
Joe's here.
I think we're talking to Joe.
This
is Joe.
You just want to talk to Joe?
Yeah, put Joe on.
Yeah,
I like
on,
talk to Joe.
Come on, Joe, you little lovely. Come on, get out of here. How you doing?
Joe?
What's this?
What are you
doing?
This is Joe. This is
Pesci. Come on, cuss this.
I didn't believe it when he said he had Jimmy Stewart in there, but the rest of the guys, I think I can confirm, are actually in the room.
No, wait. Bobby, you see, he keeps me in his pocket, Bobby.
Right. Sure.
He does.
Hey.
Wait, I can't swear. I want to swear, but I can't swear.
No, don't swear, Joe.
No, I can't.
Joe, you're big...
I'm on K-Rock, and I can't swear.
You're a Gorillaz fan?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just having a corn removed from my foot. I gotta get over here and get it done by this girl over here.
All right, I'll let you get back to that. You put Murdoch back on, would you please?
Oh, that was nice. Oh,
wow. Well, Murdoch.
I've just had my coffee slapped with a twig.
Boy, you got juice, buddy. You got a lot of heavyweights in there.
They love me. I've got all these camp followers.
Incredible.
You know?
Incredible.
I've got all these camp followers, man.
Wait a minute. Did I hear Dame Edna's voice in the background?
I might be able to get her to talk to you.
Right.
You're lucky.
We'll take a call, and if Dame feels like coming to the phone...
I'll persuade her.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Jim?
Yeah?
Jim, you're 15.
Yeah.
I'm sure my Dame Edna reference was completely lost on you.
Very.
Okay, that's all right. Go ahead.
First of all, I wanted to ask Gorillaz, what was 19-2000 all about, and where did you get that title for it?
It's really hard to explain Gorillaz titles. They're sort of, they were all put together in a very abstract way.
Arbitrary.
Yeah.
That's right, day, isn't it?
As you can see, it doesn't really connect with anything. It's just sort of, it's an improvised thing.
All right. Is that all right, Jim?
Yeah, that makes sense.
or not, but it's an answer.
Either way works. Also, Murdoch, you might not want to go swimming in the bay. I think we have great whites, great white sharks.
Oh, they're all right. They get a bad press, I think.
Yeah, they've got a pretty sharp front end.
I know, people are often bitten by them. They don't blame the sharks.
No, man, I can talk to these people, you know. I can talk to them.
Right.
I'll be all right.
Give me another question there.
Also, at the end of the 19-2000 video, you've got really big moose.
Yeah.
I was wondering what that was about.
The moose symbolizes an obstacle.
that the gorillas are trying to get past. They fail miserably.
Murdoch tries to blow it up.
Yeah, it's the obstacle we all have in our lives that we all have to try and get past at some point, and they failed at that point. But they might get past it another time.
What they're saying is that we all have our own moose. For me,
we all have our own moose.
For me, it's my mom. For Drew, it's his wife. We all have our moose.
I do not.
All right. All right, Jim. Thanks, everybody. All right. Murdoch, you doing all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. You know, I'm fine.
All right.
I'm still with you.
Have you coaxed Dame Edna to the phone yet?
Dame Edna is, Edna.
What is it, darling? Hello? Who am I talking to?
Dame.
Hello,
Dame.
Hello, darling.
Hello, this is Adam.
Hello, Adam. How are your cones?
They're fine, thank you. Yeah. Fine. Dr. Drew is also in here. You a fan of the gorillas?
I certainly am. That's why I'm hanging around in Murdoch's room. He's such a little sweetheart, Murdoch. He really, really is. He's got a little bit of stubble on his chin, and I love nuzzling up underneath him.
All right. And a lot of big celebrities in that room. James Stewart, Bobby De Niro, Joe Pesci.
I saw Bobby De Niro in the corner there, and he is in a right state, I can tell you. He's sitting there with a cockroach on his forearm, talking to it. Can you believe it?
He's out there, that De Niro.
Can you believe it?
Dame, can you help us? Dame, can you help us answer a call here and maybe add a feminine point of view to it?
Of course I will, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Allison?
Yes.
Allison, you're 19.
Yeah, Murdoch is scaring me.
Murdoch,
he scares us as well.
Murdoch is gone, and he's given the phone to a famous English female Australian
comedian.
Female comedian.
Tell me, is it Allison? Yeah. Is it Allison?
Awake.
Oh, yeah, Allison.
What's your name?
Allison.
Yes.
Allison, what is it about Murdoch that frightens you?
Hello?
She wants to know, what is it about Murdoch that frightens you?
What is it about Murdoch that frightens you?
Oh, just, you know, the hyperness.
Scary,
he's a little bit worrying, isn't he, darling?
Just a bit.
Yeah, but that's how
base.
He's high on dog.
He's high on dog, and he's a little bit on the dark side.
Yeah, that's new to me, too.
Allison, did you have a question?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Okay, so I went out with this guy for over a year. And he's 8 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we broke up, and he married someone 4 days later that he had only known for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in November.
Right.
So that was all sort of shocking. And then he had like, weird mental things while we went out. He just had problems, like, maybe every few weeks or every mm-hmm. few months, he would have problems, like, communicating.
Like Murdoch, or?
No. He would just get in, like, really bad moods.
I see, all right.
And he wouldn't, like, let me know his problems.
Right.
But, like, he wouldn't want to take it out on me, but he just would never, like, let me know what was going on.
Okay, so now
he's married. What's the question?
Well, obviously it wasn't going to last because he didn't even know this girl.
Well, he could have been dating her for the last 6 months of your relationship.
Right. Well, no, he wasn't. I had his phone bill. I paid for his phone, so I was getting all the calls. And
why are you paying somebody's phone bill?
Because 8 years older and you're paying for his phone bill?
What are you doing? What is that about?
No. It was a gift. Because I had this really cool Chrome phone, and I gave it to him.
All right, but hold on a second, genius. If somebody knows, even a guy with sort of questionable mental status, knows you're paying for the phone bill, he's not going to use that phone to hook up with the girl that he's eventually going to marry.
Well, he's just that stupid. He didn't know he was going to marry her until that night. Now he was, like, calling me and trying... He was bringing me back into it, and it was...
All right. None of this, by the way, is stupidity. This is all mental illness.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what you got is stupidity. He has mental illness. So what... You want to get back together with him?
Well, not even that. It's just, like, I can't move on because, like, I know that he's not happy, and it makes me unhappy that he's not happy.
All right, Allison, you got a problem. I mean, this is what you call codependency. Where your problems, you can't differentiate your feelings from his. You're paying his phone bills. This guy, you're taking on all of his problems. I mean, this is a very, very serious problem with boundaries. You need to really work on some things here.
Me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you. Can you do that?
Well, what do you mean work on it?
Well, like a little therapy, read a book, stay away from this guy.
Sounds like you're better off with that.
Read, like, codependent no more, or...
Yeah. Definitely.
Simple books like that. Though.
Dame, if you read any of these, well, you've been through some bad relationships, have you not?
I almost slipped into a little coma there, darling.
Yeah, me too.
See, this is the problem with men.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk about what they're really feeling, do they, darling? They don't want to talk because they're afraid.
But
they're afraid of their real feelings. They're afraid that they might explode or something.
This is becoming pretty cathartic for Dame.
For Dame, absolutely.
Dame,
I'm a Catholic.
She's crying,
I'm
I think.
Of it.
Dame, have you been divorced a few times, or is your current relationship in trouble?
That's not something I want to discuss.
All right, I'm sorry. I have to ask the tough questions.
Oh, no. I'm not prepared to answer that. As long as it's a nice, fluffy little question, I don't mind answering.
All right, Dame.
Keep them fluffy, darling.
Hey, all right, I'm sorry. Allison?
Yes.
Okay, even Dame knows that it's time to stay away from this guy, all right?
Show him the door, darling. Show him the door, and if you can't find the door, a nice little window you can push him through.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Allison. There you go.
Good. Sound advice.
Thank you, Dave. Dave?
I better go.
No, you know what? I like you more than Murdoch.
I know. I'm a nicer sort of personality,
Dave,
aren't I?
I know Murdoch's there, so don't say anything, but... Murdoch,
give me that.
No, that guy's an asshole. Dame. Give the phone back.
I'll see you later, darling.
No.
Nice to be
with
you, darling.
Murdoch?
It's supposed to be my interview.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dame was sort of a breath of fresh air.
No, come on.
Well, you're a little rough around the edges.
I'm rough around the edge, but listen, I'm happening, aren't I?
I know you are, but the show's... I don't know if your sort of personality bodes well with the show's sensibilities. I mean, we try to help people here.
You're scaring
the guests, Murdoch.
Yeah, you're scaring a lot of the callers.
But I think that's good.
You are an asshole.
All right. That was Drew. That wasn't me, Murdoch.
That wasn't someone from Boise in Idaho.
No. Those people are scared to call now. All right, Murdoch, hang on. We're going to take a break.
I'll hang on.
All right. We'll take a break and maybe we'll come back with some more. There's more people in the room, right? We haven't spoken to everyone, have we?
There's a lot more here. It's absolutely peeving.
All right, I'm gonna put together a list of people I think might be in the room. All right.
David Bowie is walking.
Oh, Bowie's in there. Right. Good. Okay. We'll talk to Bowie.
To David when we come back.
When we come back. All right.
He wants to talk.
All right. You hang. Tell him to hang tight. We'll talk to him after this.
I will.
Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. I think Dr. Drew is in the studio. Also, Damon and Jamie are both here from Gorillaz, and Murdoch is on the line. Was Murdoch on there?
Mm-hmm.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Murdoch?
You got to push the button.
Yeah. Okay, there, Drew. That's
Murdoch.
That's what I'm saying.
Hi.
I know he's on the line, but... He's not punched up. Yeah. Hey, Murdoch, how are you there, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Murdoch is the bass player for Gorillaz. That's me. He's out in San Francisco right now.
I am.
They got a big gig over there tomorrow.
We have.
Yeah. Hi, Murdoch.
Hey, Jamie.
That's over at the Warfield.
Hi, man. How you doing? How you holding up?
How are those girls going? All right.
Oh, some of them are lovely. Some of them.
A lot of big stars in Murdoch's suite.
Here we go.
Have you got David Bowie in there, by the
way? Bowie's
in the washing machine.
He's been pestering me. He's been having a look at the spin dryer in here, and he's got a new motor for it. Well, it's not a new, it's a reconditioned one, but I think it's going to work.
Oh, he's really falling on hard times, Bowie. Yeah.
Bowie wanted to talk to the K-Rock listeners, actually.
Well, we're big fans, so we'd love to.
Do you want to speak to David?
Yeah, I'd love to talk to him.
Hey, Bowie, come here.
Wow. It's really rough with Bowie.
Am I on the radio now?
Bowie!
Hello. How's it going? All right.
Good, yes.
I just want to sing a little song that I've just written about K-Rock Radio.
All right.
All right. Everybody should listen to K-Rock Radio, because it's really good.
Wow, it is him.
Do you like it?
I was a little suspicious at the beginning, but now I know
it's me. I've come in for the gig, you see, Gorillaz, because they're what's happening at the moment.
Hey, David, I just wanted to tell you that I love that Hunky Dory CD of yours.
Well,
big fan of that
I've got quite a body of work behind me.
No, I know, but...
Quite a long way behind me, actually.
I think... I think a lot of the newer stuff sucked, but I really did like the Hunky Dory.
Ziggy play guitar.
Yeah, that's him.
You know that one?
Yep, he did. I wish he'd play again.
Do you know my favourite one?
Hmm.
His name was always Buddy. That's great, isn't it? I thought it was a great line, that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Genius. Genius. Hey, David?
Oh, what's that, mate?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Are there, I got some other guys I think might be in the room, but I'm not sure.
What, here?
Yeah.
I've just been talking to Paul McCartney, and he's been telling me a few things about
is
it.
McCartney there?
McCartney's here.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. How much different does he sound than David? I don't know if I know the difference.
You want to talk to McCartney?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Paul. Hey, what's up? Yeah, hello.
Paul?
McCartney here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, it's like really great, you know, that we're sort of on K-Rock, you know, like live, you know. So I just wanted to say, Ringo's here as well, you know.
Oh, Ringo.
Ringo's here. She's leaving. Oh, sorry, I'm just writing a new song.
Yeah, put Ringo on. I'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, I've just come up from Los Angeles. Who's that, Adam?
Ringo, yeah.
How are you, Adam?
Big fan.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you it was fabulous being in the Beatles?
Yeah. It's quite an experience.
Do you know what I did? You know what I did then? I grew a beard and sat by a swimming pool.
Yeah, you really knew how to enjoy it.
I love being in the Beatles.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I'm not sure really if they're excited it. About you being in the band, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
No, I was really good. Do you remember my song, Don't Pass Me By?
Right, yeah.
Probably as people did. There you go. Listen, John's just come down.
John is there.
John's here.
Wow, see,
Johnny, come here.
He's been talking to Jimmy Stewart, probably.
Hello, is that Adam?
Yes, John.
Hey, listen, it's John here.
John Lennon. Wow.
Yeah, it's great. I just thought I'd come down and see the Gorillaz, you know.
Hey, put Pete Best on.
Pete Best?
Yeah. See,
I don't think he's here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's in the room.
I'm sorry. I thought every Beatle was there.
No, wait a minute. Pete's here.
No. That's all right. I don't know if I would recognize Pete after all these years.
Hey, listen, Adam.
Yeah.
Why don't people want to talk to Pete Best? Why don't they want to talk to him?
They don't think of him as a real Beatle, I don't think.
No, that's true. It's my band, you know.
Right.
Oh, no, wait a minute. It's my band. Now, shut up, Paul. Sorry.
All right.
Oh, dear. It's all gone a bit crazy. I'm beetled out here.
Yeah. Is this Murdoch back?
Murdoch.
Good.
It is Murdoch. It's me, you know.
Murdoch?
Mm.
I'm going to give you a couple choices of who we can talk to after we take our next call,
okay.
All right?
Okay. They're all here, you know.
I know. But here's the choice I'm going to give you.
I love you, Adam.
Bob Dylan. I love you, too. Bob Dylan. Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Baby Spice. Or
yeah.
Winston Churchill.
When he's in the room somewhere, I can smell him. He's here.
All right.
I can smell his cigars.
All right. That's all. That's my...
And I tell you what, there's talk of victory in this room.
There certainly is.
There's talk of victory and peace.
Oh, you hung up on Murdoch.
Oh, I did?
Yes,
how'd I
did.
Do that? I've been hitting the line. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, I hung up on Murdoch.
Right, he'll be back.
All right, we'll phone Murdoch back up. Jeez, I really feel bad now. And potentially Winston Churchill, too.
Come on. So nice.
How'd I do that, Drew?
Don't touch anything else.
I just hit line four like I'd always been doing. All right. Sonia?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. We're going to have to attempt to answer your call without the help of Murdoch or Winston Churchill or Ringo or Paul McCartney or Bob Dylan or any of the
so
other
much,
people
so
in the room.
Quiet and peaceful.
Yeah.
Is that Murdoch on the line here?
What's up there, Sonia?
It's not as funny, though, is it?
No. What's up there, Sonia?
I was wondering why I can only have an orgasm unless I'm on top.
Well, you probably rub your clitoris that way, right?
Yeah. Doesn't that happen when you're on the bottom, too?
No.
Not quite the same way.
Not really.
And that's something you're in control of as easily.
You needed to call us for that?
Is that problematic for you?
It's just kind of inconvenient because you're constricted to just being on the top all the time.
I think the word you're looking for is restricted, right?
Yeah.
But you can start other ways and then finish that way. Right.
Okay, well, I
your grand finale.
Yeah, I mean, Sony, is this really a big problem? You're way ahead of the curve here.
The fact
here.
That you can have an orgasm during intercourse puts you way ahead of your peers. You understand?
Oh.
Most 19-year-olds can't do that.
Yeah.
Women.
Okay.
Natural women.
All right. So you have your sex in your different positions, and then you get on top and finish yourself off, right?
right.
Really? Is this really that upsetting to you? I mean, do you feel like you've been slighted or cheated somehow?
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I feel.
Once they've had one orgasm, they just won't want one.
No, she's ahead. She's leading the troop here.
Way ahead.
Yeah, you should be. You're blessed.
You're like Fantasia, ahead of your time.
Right. All right. Oh, good. Murdoch is back.
I'm just woken up. I'm all right. I've had a look.
All right. Now I'm putting Sonia on hold there.
Right.
Murdoch, I'm sorry. Now wait a minute, Drew.
You're fine now.
Really?
You can apologize to me.
All right.
We love each other.
It wasn't done. It was not intentional.
You're as mad as 18.
Matt?
No, I know.
I'm sorry, honey.
I know. It's all right.
Matt.
Why did you do it?
Matt, no, sorry.
Why did you do it? Sorry. No, sorry, I lost it.
Matt, you're 18.
Yes.
What's up?
I recently found out that my father and my sister have been having sex.
It's perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
But ever since then, I haven't been able to arouse myself sexually.
How long has that been?
About 2 months now.
All right.
How did you figure that out, that they were having sex?
I stumbled upon it. I walked into my parents' house, and I was looking for my father. I walked into his bedroom, and they were in the act.
No. I don't believe it.
He does live in Bakersfield.
Well, he does, yeah. He does live in Bakersfield.
That's where that kind of stuff happens.
But I still don't believe him. You're full of crap, man.
No, I swear to God.
I believe him.
I have a very serious problem, and I think that you guys would help me through it. Well, help me to better myself on it.
How old's your sister?
My sister is 16.
His penis is bogus.
And what's your dad do for a living?
He's a salesman.
And what's he sell?
He sells pipes for a pipe distributing company.
All right.
Why, what time of day was this?
It was during the day.
What time of day?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. What was your sister doing home at 3?
She went to a charter school at the time.
And what were you doing home?
I didn't go to school.
And didn't they know you were in the house?
Probably.
So they're, and I'm guessing you don't live in a mansion, right?
No, why?
just taking a wild guess. You're over there in Bakersfield. Your dad sells pipe fittings. Do you live in a trailer?
No, I don't.
No, but they knew you were in the house, right?
I don't think so, because they were still in the act when I walked in.
Well, you came home and saw this?
It's not my home. It's my parents' home.
Where do you live?
I live with my best friend.
I see. So you got out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Me and my father didn't get along too well, but then we got over our disagreements.
Yeah.
But how did you move
apparently
out?
He's
wait,
buried man. The hatchet with
how
the
do you,
sister,
how do you
too.
Pay for your home?
How I pay for my home? I have a job.
All right.
And you go to school?
No, I did not go to school.
All right. So where's your mom?
My mom lives in Oregon.
Okay. And is your sister, does she have some impairment emotionally? I mean...
I haven't a clue. I'm not really that close to my sister.
But this is your blood sister?
Yes.
And this is not the stepdad. This is your real dad. It's her real dad.
Her real dad.
All right. Well, if in fact this is true, this is very serious. What should he do, Drew?
Don't worry about the fact that you can't get aroused. That's only natural. But you need to call Child Protective Services, basically. You have to call the Department of Social Services.
We've tried that, and it didn't work out. They visited the house 3 times and didn't say anything.
Well, who's we?
Me and my best friend's mother.
And you called them. They came out to the house.
And they didn't see anything wrong.
I think he may have a point. I think the girl has to be able to admit to something.
Can you talk to your sister and see if she can?
I've talked to my sister about it, and this has happened.
Yeah, you talked to her about it, and she said what?
Excuse me, say that again.
She said what when you talked to her about it?
He said that I was lying and I was just spreading rumors and I didn't know what I saw.
Your sister said that?
Yeah.
So what about when you talk to her and ask her to be more open about this?
She just denied it and cried a lot about it.
She said it just didn't happen and she won't talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, what about your mom? Can you contact her in Oregon?
No, she tries to hide out because she owes child support.
But you have no way of contacting her?
No, the last time I checked, she was living in a motel, but she's long gone by now.
All right. Well, this is horrible. But Winston Churchill has something to say. No. Matt, no. Winston, hold on. Matt, I think you got to maybe call the cops next, right? I mean, I don't know. You're supposed to call Child Protective Services for a fourth time?
I'll give
you
another a hotline number. Maybe we'll discuss this further. It's 800.
Oh, hold on. Let Matt grab a pen, pen there, and get ready to write this down. Now. Hey, Matt, write this number down. Go ahead.
800. We'll give you two numbers. 540-4000. And the member Tori Amos is RAIN organization, 800-656-4673.
I believe.
That is Tori Amos. All right, write those numbers down, Matt, and call one of them and throw yourself on the mercy of those people because we know not what to do here if you call Child Protective Services. All right, the show is taking a turn for the abysmal. Murdoch?
Yeah.
Nothing funny about that, is there?
Who's that? What's happening?
Yeah, this is common practice in the United States, by the way. This goes on everywhere.
Well, that guy phoned up about.
Yes. Common business here.
I have to say, there isn't really much, you know, you can say, is there?
No, it's a very, very sad situation.
It is. I'm really not prepared to comment on that.
No, that's all right.
We're
that's
shocked.
All right. But listen.
Murdoch is silenced.
But
wow.
Murdoch, we're going to let you get your bearings straight, all right?
I need my bearings.
You need to decompress just a little bit here.
I do, man. I need to center myself, you know.
Right, and we're going to...
Find that stillness within, you know.
Find that place.
Yeah, man.
And go there.
And let's go there together. Let's hold hands and walk into that place of peace and tranquility. And really loud rock and roll music.
All right, hold on there, Merrick. We'll go to that place. First, we got to go to this place where we take a commercial.
If you want to speak to Churchill sometime.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to hear a gorilla song, and then we'll speak to Winston. Maybe Winston can throw it to the song. I think I would enjoy that after this. Hey, it is Loveline. Jamie and Damon are both here from Gorillaz, and Murdoch is calling in from his hotel room in San Francisco, bass player for Gorillaz.
Hello, babies.
Hello.
Hello, America. I love you all in a special way.
America.
A star-studded cast in his room, and for me, there's two guys left in the room that haven't come on. There's Winston Churchill and Graham Parker, and I'd like to hear from Winston.
Winnie.
Personally.
Winnie, Winnie, can I just pull you up there? Yeah. Come on.
All right, and Winston is going to have to throw it to the next gorilla song because we're running out of time
2000.
Yes.
Winston.
Yeah, I am a huge Gorillaz fan.
Winston, that's great. I wouldn't think you'd be into that kind of music, but that's great that you're able to listen to what the young people listen to
in heaven.
No, I think Gorillaz really kicks butt.
Right.
It really kicks butt.
Well, I'll tell you what, Winston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get off my ass.
Yeah, if you want to, if you really like the Gorillaz, we can hear a gorilla song if you just introduce it for us.
And I'd have to ask you, young man, which one is it?
It is 19-2000.
Ah, a fine platter.
Yeah.
Here we are on K-Rock listening. My name is Winston Churchill, and you're listening to Gorillaz. In
19-2000. To keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said, slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music. I'll go red as in a happy mood. Keep my mood on. Yeah. jungle, watching a fake trail. Caught up in the conflict between his brain and his tail. And if time's elimination, then we got nothing to lose. Please repeat the message, it's the music that we choose. Keep on our move on. Get the cool.
Another excellent song from the Gorillaz, who are our guests tonight. We got to take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be back to wrap up after this. All right, well, that is it. I want to thank Jamie and Damon for coming in here from Gorillaz, and of course, Murdoch.
Oh, anytime, Adam.
And Winston.
And
Bob. Oh, wait, Bob.
Living De Niro.
Yeah, Bobby De Niro and Pesci and all. Say, give my love to all the boys, Murdoch.
I will. Some of them have actually gone. De Niro's still asleep in the corner. I'm going to go up and kiss him in a minute.
Please, do more than that.
Oh, shall I?
Teabag him, as we call it here in the States.
Oh, no, that's...
It's rude. Ironic that we came up with that one.
It is ironic, and it's very, very rude.
All right, I'm sorry. Murdoch, thank you. Thank you very much. We're out of time. The Gorillaz is also the name of the CD, and thank you guys again
for coming in here.
It was an interesting experience. Thanks a lot, Murdoch. Great job, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
Do people still like the Rolling Stones?
No, they never did.
No, you're joking.
No, we haven't even heard of them out here in the U.S.
Oh, come on, don't, because that's really upsetting.
Yeah, we don't know that band.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins Engel. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.